The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord God, but a very little while, and Lebanon shall be changed into an orchard, and the orchard be regarded as a forest. On that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly will ever find joy in the Lord, and the poor rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the tyrant will be no more, and the arrogant will have gone. All who are alert to do evil will be cut off, and those whose mere word condemns a man, who ensnare his defender at the gate and leave the just man with an empty claim. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of the house of Jacob, who redeemed Abraham. Now Jacob shall have nothing to be ashamed of, nor shall his face grow pale, when his children see the work of my hands in his midst. They shall keep my name holy, and they shall revere the Holy One of Jacob, and be in awe of the God of Israel. Those who err in spirit shall acquire understanding, and those who find fault shall receive instruction. The word of the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? The Lord is my light and my salvation. One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate his temple. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus passed by, two men followed him, crying out, Son of David, have pity on us. When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, Do you believe that I can do this? Yes, Lord, they said. And he touched their eyes and said, Let it be done for you according to your faith. And their eyes were open. And Jesus warned them sternly, See that no one knows about this. But they went out and spread the word of him through all the land. The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see again this morning that Jesus says very clearly to the two people who are blind, let it be done for you as your faith believes, according to your faith. And again, God does this to us all the time. Let it be done to you today according to your faith. So if you believe God is good, God can do miracles, God can do anything, let it be done to you. According to your faith. If you believe God is miserable, God doesn't care about you, God doesn't love you, God just is out to get you, let it be done to you according to your faith. God says, let it be done to you. So what we got to do is think, where is my faith? What do I have faith in? Do I believe that God is good? Do I believe that he cares? Do I believe that he can do anything? Because it's going to be done to me according to my faith. So let's make sure our faith is right. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.